although the severed, rotting limbs in the basket would still be his supper, part of it anyway, Mordred gave the old fellow a reproachful look. "Have the gunslingers been put away, then?" The old man's look of fright departed, and was replaced by one of resignation. Mordred found this downright infuriating. What he wanted to see in old Cy Thoughtful's face was not fright, and certainly not resignation, but hope, which Mordred would snatch away at his leisure. His shape wavered. For a moment the old man saw the unformed blackness which lurked beneath and the many legs, then it was gone and the boy was back. For the moment, at least. "May I not die screaming?" the former Austin Cornwell thought. "At least grant me that much, you gods that be. May I not die screaming in the arms of yonder monstrosity? You know what's happened here, young Cy. It's in my mind, and so it's in yours. Why not take the mess in that basket? The snakes, too, do you like 'em? And leave an old man to what little life he has left. For your father's sake, if not your own, I served him well even at the end. I could have simply hunkered in the castle and let them go their course, but I didn't. I tried."
"You had no choice,"
Mordred replied from his end of the bridge, not knowing if it was true or not, nor caring. Dead flesh was only nourishment. Living flesh and blood, still rich with the air of a man's last breath, ah, that was something else. That was fine dining.
"Did he leave me a message?"
"Aye, you know he did."
"Tell me.
Why don't you just pick it out of my mind?"
Again there came that fluttering, momentary change. For a moment, it was neither a boy nor a boy-sized spider standing on the far end of the bridge, but something that was both at the same time. Cy Thoughtful's mouth went dry, even while the drool that had escaped during his nap still gleamed on his chin.